He and his boyfriend John were supposed to have celebrated Christmas with John's aunt, but about 2 months ago John had sent a telegram ending their relationship. He was tired of Frederick, always leaving their shared home in New York to find peace to write his crime novels. So now Frederick was sitting in his cabin on the Danish west coast without a hint of Christmas around himself, even though it was already December 20th. He did not have anyone to celebrate Christmas with in Denmark. His parents had died a long time ago, and his sister and brother-in-law had recently moved to Greenland. And to add insult to injury, Frederick's brother-in-law did not like that Frederick was a faggot, as he put it. He thought it might harm their 11-year-old twin sons if they saw him too often. Frederick's friend Simon had invited Frederick to have Hanukkah with him and his wife in New York, but Frederick knew how fake Leah's Hanukkahs was, so he did not feel like it. He stayed in his cabin and tried to write to forget about the holiday. He tried to forget John, too, but it was not easy. John's breakup had come as a shock to him, and the sorrow and doubt that followed were even worse. John had missed security and affection. He had explained that in a telegram a few weeks later. And now he had found a new boyfriend he was earnest about. Frederick and John had never lived together, but they had had an open relationship with room to have fun. They had been on the same wavelength about that. At least Frederick thought they had. But now John was looking for an apartment with Sean, whom he had only known for 4 months. Frederick sat down at the desk of his bedroom, lifted the lid of his typewriter and put the paper in, turned the roller and placed the paper. Afterwards, he pushed the roller energetically to the right and started typing. After a few lines, he came to a section about the priest, Björn Fjord. He let his hands fall. This fictional character was based on his cabin neighbor Otis Bay, who had been his lover for a short time this fall. They had had some lovely days and nights, but then Otis had fallen in love, and Frederick had to disappoint him that the feeling was not mutual. Frederick had John, as long as that had lasted. And when John had broken up with him, Otis was unreachable. He had felt betrayed and deeply hurt by Frederick's actions and had gone back to Copenhagen in a rage. Frederick wiped his forehead with his fingers. He was about to get a headache, one of the bad kinds. He had to go outside and try to walk away from the head pain and terrible thoughts. The air was cold and raw, and there was foam on the waves of the beach, which was blown around by the wind. A few seagulls screamed, but otherwise the only sound was that of the wind. Frederick walked fast to keep warm. He walked into the dunes, past the hotel and back to the cabins. Everything looked empty and deserted. But outside of Tina's small cabin there was a car, Tina's little mascot. Maybe Tina was trying to get away from Christmas up here. Frederick thought about knocking, but then he saw that the curtains in the living room had been drawn. Maybe she was taking a nap. Frederick kept on walking. He was a bit enlivened at the thought of not being entirely alone up here. It turned out he was even less alone than he had thought, because when he came home, a woman was standing at his door leaning against a bike. She was smoking a cigarette that was almost at the butt, and she had pulled a hood-shaped hat and sheepskin over her forehead. "Hello, Frederick," she said and smiled. He immediately recognized the radiant smile, even though it had been a while since he had last seen Ingrid. "My favorite cousin? Huh, what brings you here?" He shook her hand. "I inherited Mom's cabin, even though there were a lot of complications about it because Aunt Oda owned it as well when Mom died. But now I am officially a cabin owner, and I'm here to check if everything's all right." "I'm sorry about your mom," Frederick said. "Oh, don't be. She was senile and she was tired of living." Ingrid always sounded so terse, but Frederick knew it was her way of keeping the feelings at bay. He nodded. Ingrid cleared her throat and continued.